Mesechtas Kedushin, Daf Chaf Beis, 12 lines on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, and previously the Gemara asked, Evet Ivri Koyim, Maush Yibsoli Rabbi Shifcha Knanis, and we saw machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav held that once the Torah said that a Shifcha Knanis could marry an Evet Ivri, therefore there's no difference if he's Yisrael or a Koyin. However, Shmuel stated that it would be also for a master to give over a Shifcha Knanis to a Koyin, as the Torah gave special mitzvahs to a Koyin, and therefore the din of Shifcha Knanis was only applicable to an Evet Ivri that's Yisrael and not to a Koyin, and the Gemara brought a Raya against Shmuel, and the Gemara ended Vesulay Midi, and there's nothing further to discuss, and certainly the din of Shifcha Knanis applies both to Yisrael and to an Evet Ivri that's a Koyin. Now Gemara begins with a similar Shaili, Ba'ilu, we have a Shaili, Koyin Ma'u be Fastoya, can a Koyin marry a Fastoya or not? Chiddush Uleishna Koyin Uleishna Yisrael, the Torah is Mechadish to us that a person that goes to war can marry a Fastoya, even though she's a Goy, and we could force her to become a Geyaris, and therefore there's no difference if that person would be Yisrael or if the warrior would be a Koyin, and they both have the din, they could marry a Fastoya. The Gemara has a second side, Oidilma, or do we say, Shani Kohanim, Hoyl Vribam Mitzis Hisiris, that since the Torah gave them extra mitzvahs, as they have a chiv to do avoid the base of Mikdash, and they also can't be metamed to mesim, even when the gay ishes, we find a Koyin can't marry a Grusha, and a Koyin can't marry a Zaina. And as Rashi says, a Koyin is also begirish, Shais Zaina Koydom Lachain, as is Chazaka that every Girish was at one point Mizana with someone previously, and maybe the Torah only gave the din of your Fastoya to Yisrael and not to a Koyin, and the Gemara brings a similar machlekes. Rav Amar Muta, Rav says it's muta for Koyin to go and have a relationship with your Fastoya. Shmuel Amar Asa, and Shmuel states that it would be Asa, and the Gemara now continues and will bring two different versions as to when the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel pertains. And the first version is Babi Rishayna to Kul Amalek Pligi Dishari. When we're discussing the first bia between this man and the Fastoya, then even Shmuel agrees that the Koyin can have this first bia. The Leidibur Torah Kedegah Yetzara, since the whole reason the Torah gave the din of your Fastoya is because they knew when a person goes to war, then there will be a case where they will see a beautiful woman, and therefore the Torah said that we're going to give you a heter to go and have bia with her. Keep plugging with bia shnia, and the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel has been again a second bia after they go through an entire process of taking her home and making her look disgusting. And uvachsa esavia v'seima yerach yomim. Then there's machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and Rav Amar Muta Shmuel Amar Asa. In that case, Rav says at this point it would still be muta for Koyin to have bia with her, and he could actually marry the Fastoya. However, Shmuel says that we only allow the Koyin to have the Bia Rishayna, but by Bia Shnia, we already do not allow him to get married to your Fastoya because Lemaisa, she's a Geyaris, and the Torah was not Mechadish to us that a Koyin can marry your Fastoya. As the Gemara explains, Rav on Mutta Hoil Vishtari Yishtari, Rav says that it's Mutta, as once the Torah said that it's Mutta for a Koyin to have Bia Rishayna, because at that point we were concerned that he would be Eva on an Issa, and Leidibur Torah El Kenegadi Yitzera, and once we will mat him, so we will mat him even to have Bia Shnia, and even to marry the Fastoya. However, Shmuel Amar Asa, the Havil Giyaris, Giyaris Lekoyin Lechazia, and Shmuel says, although the Torah was Mechadish to us that a Koyin can go and have a Bia Rishayna with this Fastoya, and the Torah understood that potentially the Koyin will be Avon to Issa if they didn't give him the ability to have Bia with this Fastoya. But once it's Skara Daitai, and it's already 30 days later, so at that point the Torah did not allow the Koyin to go and get married to the Fastoya, as Lemaisa she's a Giyaris, and a Giyaris is also to a Koyin. And the Gemara continues, Ikadam. We have a second version, that certainly if it's been gay to second bia, then even Rav would agree that it's also because the Maisa she's Giyaris, and a Giyaris is also to a Koyin. And even though Rav said before that been gay Shifcha Knanis, it's Mutter, that's because the Shifcha Knanis is also to Yisrael also, and therefore since the Torah is Mechadish, that Shifcha Knanis is Mutter to Yisrael, so there's no difference between a Koyin and a Yisrael, been gay Shifcha Knanis, but been gay a Giyaris, every Yisrael can marry a Giyaris. It's just an Issa for a Koyin, and therefore that Issa doesn't change even though she's a Fastoya, and that's why the Koyin can't marry this Fastoya, and it's also to have Bia Shnia. And the second version continues, keep plugging with Bia Rishayna, that the only Machlekes is by the first Bia while they're at war and they're in the middle of combat. So Rav Amar Muta, Rav says at that point it would be Muta that Bia Rishayna, the Loi Dibur Torah El Kedegi Yetzera, since the whole reason that the Torah allowed a soldier to have a Bia with the Fastoya, even though at that point she's a full fledged Goy, and generally it's also for Yisrael to have a bia with a guy, that's because the Torah understood the mindset of someone that's at war. And as Rashi said previously, lo yatir asel b'shvil yetzera shem lo yatira yavala hazara, and therefore there's no difference between Yisrael and Koyin since they're both at war, and therefore the same yetzera applies to Koyin as applies to Yisrael. And the Gemara continues with Shmuel Amar Asa, as Shmuel states that a Koyin is also to even have bia rishayna with a fast Torah, and even though it's true that le dibur Torah el kedegi yetzera, however there's actually a xeris akosav involved over here, as the Torah states as follows: V'isa b'shivya ishus yufas toya v'chashakta ba v'lokachta l'chol isha. And then the pasuk states v'avesa al teich beisecha v'gilchas reisha v'asa tzipurneah. And therefore Shmuel says that there's a gzeiras hakosav that kol hecha dekrinim v'avesa al teich beisecha, at any point when it called that the kohen could bring her into his home and he's allowed to be a shnia karina be v'isa b'shivya, then you're allowed to have be rishayna kol hecha dekrinim v'avesa al teich beisecha. If the end result is that the kohen will not be able to marry her and can't do be a shnia, therefore like karina be v'isa b'shivya, then the din of v'isa b'shivya doesn't apply and the kohen can't even have be rishayna. And the gemara continues. Tana rabbanan, we learned in the brayso, and the gemara will now dash in the pasuk of v'isa b'shivya ishes yufas toya v'chashakta ba v'lokachta l'chali isha. And the gemara states v'isa b'shivya, that it states that you will see in the captives b'shash shivya, it has to be at the time that you capture her that you already saw that you had desire for her, as Rashi says im nasa mitchila ina ba, that you actually originally saw her and you wanted to have beer with her v'lo shalakla meichra li shivcha, and not you took her in order to sell her or in order to keep her as a shivcha, v'akhi nasa ina ba, and afterwards you had desire for her, as in that case the dinner of yufas toya would not apply. And the Torah states ishes v'afila ishes ish, even if this woman is already married to another man, and even though this woman is a guy and there's no ishes for a guy. And however, Taisa states mikol makom ikase dechsev v'davak be'ishtoy v'loy be'ishes chaveray. And the Brisa continues that the pasuk states yufas toya, and the Torah is teaching that she was beautiful, as lo dibra Torah el kenegi yitzara. Torah is explaining that the reason why we're allowing you to have beer with her and to take her as yufas toya only because we had no choice, and because we understood that you in any case go and be over an issa and have beer with her, and therefore because she, we will matter you to have beer with the yufas toya. And as the Gemara continues, mutav sheyechlu yisrael basa tmusas shkutais val yechlu basa tmusas nevelais. And as Rashi explains that the Torah understood that this soldier will go and have beer with this yufas toya. And the Torah compared this to a case where a person was very hungry and was going to eat a piece of basa that came from an animal that was very sick, even though if you're going to eat it, it's something which is mois, as we learn from a pasuk in Cheskel that says v'loy b'vav b'fi b'sa pigol. And even so, certainly we'd rather that this person shechs the animal, and at least even though the basa is mois, he still did shechita, and therefore he's not going to be oivan is the derisa of nevela, rather than having the person wait until the animal becomes a nevela and then eat this basa, as at that point it'll be oivan is the nevela. And therefore the same applies to the yufas toya, that even though certainly the Torah doesn't want you to go and have a relationship with this yufas toya, but if you're going to in any case have a relationship, we'd rather you do it beheta than do it beissa. And we continue on dafchav beirin menalef, and the Torah continues the chashakta, and you will desire her afal pish einina, and even if she's not beautiful, the din of yufas toya will still apply. And the Meiri states v'chein muta apikura, that you even muta to someone that's disgusting hoil v'hi yafa etzlai, as l'maisa this soldier must think that she's beautiful, and l'nem yufas toya, even though the Torah states l'shin yufas toya el shemin astam ein adam choshek el yufas toya, as the stomach is the person only desires a beautiful woman. And the Gemara continues that the pasuk says v'chashakta ba, and we learn that v'lei ba v'chaverta, the soldier can only take one yufas toya and can't take two yufas toya. And the pasuk continues v'lokachta l'chol isha, and we learn that from l'kachta l'kuchel yeshu chaba, as Rashi says kedushin toifsin, that there is kedushin with this woman v'afal pi shehi al v'diskovim, and even though she is a guy shere'in miskeres midaita, as even when she is megayer it's not done willingly, and therefore she is not really a full-fledged Jew. And there's a major machlekes exactly how to understand Pshat and Rashi. And the Gemara continues, and argues is that the pasuk says l'chol isha shalo yikach shtei nashim, that you can't take two women achas loy v'achas l'aviv, one for yourself and one for your father, or achas loy v'achas l'bnei, one for yourself and one for your son. And Rashi as well as Taisa agrees that when the pasuk says l'chol, we learn out v'loy l'achirim, and as Taisa says shalo yikachena l'aviv loy l'bnei, even in a case where the person did not take a yufas toya for himself, he still can't take a yufas toya for his father or his son. As according to the gist that we have, it's mashma that the only time that he can't take a yufas toya for his father or son is if he also took a yufas toya for himself. However, if he didn't take a yufas toya for himself, then you would think that you could actually take one for your father or for your son, and therefore Taisa and Rashi agree is differently than our Gemara, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the beginning of Pasuk Yud Beis, which is the next Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, Vavesel Teich Beisecha, and we learn out, Shalo Yilchatzena B'Mukhamo, and Rashi learned that you're not allowed to have beer with the yufas toya at the time of war. And the only time that the soldier could have beer with her is only once he brings her back to his home. Hiss understands that Rashi means that you have to bring her home, and not only does she have to come to your home, but you also have to go through the entire process of your fast toya, and you have to wait for 30 days, for example, in order to have beer rishayna. And Taiz is in K my kamalei dibur toya el kenegi yitzara kimon mechama asa at sheyavu lebeisir l'achal kol ha'maisim hech nespayis yitzar b'kach, the l'chari, how is it going to be mespayis yitzar if you're going to have to wait 30 days in any case to can't be Rishayna. And as Tesis says, Akati Iker Yetzir Rabba Mechama Uwe Besai Ad Yerach Yomim V'Oi Kosha My Karla Bustat Musa is Kivin Shezgaira. Rashi is correct that the only time you can be Rishayna with her is only once she went through the entire process and she already became a Geris. So why did the Gemara refer to her as Bustat Musa? And Tesis continues to ask multiple questions on Rashi, and Tesis therefore says, V'Nur Rabbein Tam the be Rishayna Mutaris Bo Mechama, that in the Chanami the be Rishayna is Mutter immediately by the Mechama itself. I'll be a Shnia Asura Achtei Bebesai Geris. When the Gemara stated a Vesa Melamed Shalei Chatzen Bemechama, that's referring to be a Shnia, and that has to be done only after the entire process and after she becomes a Geris. Tesis adds, when the Gemara says Shalei Chatzena Haynul Hasla Limnus Yerach Yomim, that you can't even start counting the 30-day process till the point that you bring her into your home. And Mefarshim explained that even though Rashi says that you're not allowed to be with her until you get home, Rashi doesn't mean that you cannot be her until after the entire process. Rashi just means that you cannot be her b'shas mechama, and certainly once a soldier gets home, he cannot be Rishayna, and after be Rishayna, he'll start the entire process of the fastayer, and then afterwards he'll be a shnia after 30 days. And Tezis tries to explain that Rashi in a chanami holds that you have to wait until you do the entire process in order to be Rishayna, and even so, that's considered pas b'salai, and that alone will be enough to remove the Eitzahara from this person. And the Gemara now continues and discusses the Pasha of Nirta, and the Torah states in Pasha Mishpatim, V'm Omar Yoimar Ebed, Ahavtias Adonius Ishti Vesponai, Lo Eitzi Chavshi, V'gisha Adonav Elohim, V'gisha Lodelos Elam Zizo, V'rotza Adonav Esasu Babamaseya, V'avodi Lo Ilam. Similarly, in Pasha Re'i, the Torah also speaks about the Pasha of Nirta, and the Pasuk states, V'hoya Ki Yoimar Lecha, Lo Eitzi Mimach, Ki Yahivcha Vespesecha, Ki Tev Lo Imach. And the next Pasuk continues, V'lakachtas Amatseya, V'nasata Ba'oznir, V'adeles, V'hoya Lecha Ebed Oilam, V'afla Moskva Tasa Kain. And the Gemara begins, Tanar Rabbanu, we learned to Braisa, and the Pasuk states, B'negeya Nirta, and Omai Yoimar Ebed, and it says a double Lashon, and therefore we learn out, Achiyayim Mavishna, in order for Ebed Ivri to become a Nirta, he must say the Lashon that the Torah brings two different times, and the Gemara explains, Om B'tchil Shesh, V'lay Om B'saif Shesh, if the Ebed Ivri would have said this Lashon at the beginning of 6 years, and even if he would have said it two times, however, he didn't say it at the end of 6 years, in a Nirta, he would not become a Nirta, and then Malay Itzei Chavshi, Achiyayim B'shasiziya, that he has to say this Lashon at the time that he's going free, Om B'saif Shesh, V'lay Om B'tchil Shesh, even if this Ebed Ivri said this Lashon two times, but he only said at the end of 6 years, V'lay Om B'tchil Shesh, and he didn't say at the beginning of 6 years, and in Nirta, he would not be a Nirta. Shinam, as the Pasuk says, Mama Yoyma Eved, if the Eved will say this Lashon, and we learn out, Achiyayim Kashu Eved, that he has to say this Lashon while he's still an Eved, and since it's the end of 6 years, he's not considered Eved at that point. And the Gemara now will explain the Braisa, Om Amar, we just learned the Braisa, Om B'tchil Shesh, if the Eved Ivri said this Lashon two times, but at the beginning of 6 years, V'lay Om B'saif Shesh, and he didn't say it at all at the end of 6 years, and in Nirta, he would not be able to be a Nirta. Shinam, the Pasuk states, Le Eitzi Chavshi, and the Gemara, yes, my ear, Le Eitzi Chavshi, Tapele, Dwitin, Le Hafti Sadin, yes, Ishti Vespanei Veleka. Now, why did the Gemara say that the reason why it would not work is because the Torah states, Le Eitzi Chavshi, and therefore you see, you have to say at the end of 6 years, certainly even if the Torah would not say this Lashon, we would still know that he would not be able to be a Nirta unless he actually says a Lashon at the end of the 6 years, because the Torah states that Eved Ivri has to say that the reason why I want to stay is because I love my master, I love my wife, meaning the Shifcha Knanis that was given to me, and I love my children that I will leave behind that I had with the Shifcha Knanis. And as Rashi says, V'adayim b'tchil sheish ein lo ishu banim, and certainly at the beginning of the 6 years, he doesn't have a Shifcha Knanis yet, and he didn't have children for her, shaloi moskul adayin Shifcha Knanis, because his master didn't give him a Shifcha Knanis, and therefore it's impossible that he should actually be able to say this Lashon at the beginning of 6 years, and therefore, of course, if he didn't say anything at the end of 6 years, he could not be a Nirtza of Vesu. And the Gemara asks another question, Om b'saif sheish v'le Om b'tchil sheish, the next part of the Braisa stated that if the Eved Ivri said this Lashon at the end of 6 years and not the beginning, in a Nirtza, he would not be a Nirtza, Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Mama Yoyma Eved, and we learned out, Achiyem Kshu Eved, and the Gemara asks, Atu Saif Sheish Lav Evedu, Lachari, even if he says the Lashon at the end of 6 years, but the Maisa, he didn't go out free yet, and therefore he's still considered Eved, and as Rashi says, Yoyim Achri Nikra Saif Sheish, the last day of his servitude is called the end of 6 years, V'chol Yoyimu Eved, and the entire day he's still an Eved. Lachari, as long as this Eved Ivri says this Lashon two times at the end of the 6 year, this Eved Ivri should be able to be a Nirtza. And the Gemara answers, Rava explains that the Braisa is not talking about at the beginning of 6 years, at the end of 6 years. What the Braisa meant is, B'tchilus Putachreina and B'saif Putachreina, that the Eved has to say this Lashon two times while he's still an Eved, once at the beginning of the last Puta, meaning when he's so close to the end of his Avdus, and for example, on the last day of his Avdus, he could say, Ahavtias Adoni Ves Ishti Ves Banai, and of course at that point, it's possible for him to have a Shifcha Knanis as well as children from that Shifcha, and therefore it makes sense that he would say such a Lashon, and the proper time for an Eved Ivri to repeat this phrase, and once again say, Ahavtias Sadenius Ishtives Panei the second time is at the end of the Putachrena, meaning at the last moment when he's about to go out free, then he should say this Lashon once again. And as the Brisa explained, if the Eved Ivri would wait until the Seif Putachrena and he would quickly say two times Ahavti Sadenius Ishtives Panei, he would not become an answer, as the Pasuk says in Amar Yoyma Eved Ad Shiyomikshu Eved, since at that moment he's already at the Seif Putachrena. Therefore, though Lamaisa, he did not consider a free man at that point, but he's also not considered Eved, as he doesn't even have a pruta worth of work and of responsibility to his Odin at this point, and therefore he can't be categorized as an Eved either. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Bonim, we learned in Braisa, Lo Ishu Bonim, Lo Rabba Inu Shibonim, Inu Nirtza. If the Eved Ivri was given a Shifcha Knanis, and he already had children from the Shifcha Knanis, however the master did not have a wife and did not have children, and this Eved Ivri is not in the Pasha of Nirtza, Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Ki Hevcha Ves Pesecha, that the Eved says to the Odin, that I love you, and I love your household, referring to his wife. And the Taisus Rush therefore explains, when the Gemara just stated, L'Rabba Einu Shibonim, that he's not Nirtza, it is Lav Davka, that the master has to have any children, as the Lashon Besecha is only referring to a person's wife, and not to his children. And the only reason why the Gemara stated, L'Rabba Einu Shibonim, only in order to be symmetrical with the ratio that stated, Lo Ishu Bonim, and over there, certainly, it's Davka, as if an Eved doesn't have a Shifcha, and he doesn't have children from that Shifcha, he can't say, Ahavti Yasadaini Ves Ishti Ves Bonai, and therefore he wouldn't be an answer. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Ishu Bonim, if the master has a wife and children, V'loi In Ishu Bonim, and the Eved Ivri did not have a wife, and he did not have children, and an answer, once again, he cannot be an answer. Shinama Hafti Sadaini Es Ishti Ves Bonai, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Hu Oyev Es Rabbi, if the Eved Ivri loves his master, Rabbi In Oyevai, however his master doesn't love the Eved Ivri, and an answer, he cannot become an answer. Shinama, as the Pasuk says, Ki Toiv Lo Imach, and therefore it's Mashmo, that the master loved him, was therefore good to him. Rabbi Oyevai, if the master loves the Eved, Hu Oyev Es Rabbi, but the Eved doesn't love the master, in Nitzah, he would not become a Nitzah, Shinema Kihevcha, the Pasuk tells us, the Eved says, because I love my master, and the Rishonim asked, that Lachari is Pashut, that if he doesn't love the master, certainly won't be a Nitzah, as you can't become a Nitzah Bal Kochoi, and therefore certainly, it must be that the Eved, if he wants to stay with the master, and he must love the master. Ritva brings down, B'Shem HaTaisis, that even if the Eved says, that I really don't love my Odin, but I want to stay here because I'm poor, and my Odin takes care of me, in that case, he would not become a Nitzah, because he didn't say that I love my Odin. The Gemara continues, Hu Choyle, if the Eved Ivri isn't well, V'Rabbi Inu Choyle, and the Rabbi is well in a Nirtza, the Eved Ivri could not be a Nirtza, Shinema Ki Toiv Loi, as it states that he is good, meaning that he is well. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Choyle, Hu Inu Choyle, if the master is sick, and he isn't sick, in a Nirtza, once again, he can't be a Nirtza, Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Imach, Ki Toiv Loi Imach, and therefore, there's a comparison between the master and the Eved, and since the Eved has to be well, therefore the master also has to be well. And the Gemara continues, Boi Rabbi Bebabaya, Shtem Choyle Mai, what would happen if both the Eved and the Master are both sick? And the Shaila is, Imach B'inon V'ha'ikah, L'maisa, the Pasuk says that they have to be similar, and therefore, in this case, since they're both sick, that would be valid, and it would be a valid dinam Nirtza. Oydilma, what do we say? Ki Toiv Loi B'inon, that we have to have that the Eved Ivri is well, V'ha'leka, and L'maisa, the Eved Ivri is not well in this case, therefore, the Pasha of Nirtza would not apply, and the Gemara ends off, Teku. And the Gemara continues with the Braisa that we already saw on Daf Tesvav and on Daf Chav. And the Gemara states, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, the Torah tells us, B'negei and Eved Ivri, Ki Toiv Loi Imach, and we learn out, Imach B'Michael, Imach B'Mishta, Eved Ivri should be together with the Odin, with his food and with his drink. That the Odin can't be eating fine flour bread, and the Eved should be given lower quality bread. That the Odin is drinking old wine and better wine, and the Eved is drinking newer wine, which is not as good. That the Odin can't be sleeping on a mattress, which is very soft. The Eved is sleeping on a mattress of straw, which is very hard. The Braisa states, Mikan Amru, from here the Chacham stated, if someone acquires an Eved Ivri, it's as if they acquired a master for themselves. And Ainin Taisis on Nafchof Amnalav, that Lachar, why does the Gemara say that's as if you acquired an Odin for yourself, if Lemaisa, the Odin is on the same level as the Eved? Since the Eved isn't better than the Odin, so how can you say it's like he has an Eved that's over him and that's lording over him? And Taisis brings from Yerushalmi that in a case where the master only had one blanket or one pillow, Im Sheikha Balav Ba'atzmai, if he will sleep on that mattress by himself, and if the master does properly and he doesn't sleep on it, but he doesn't give it to the Eved to sleep on it, so that's me the stayim, Nimsa Shakar, Tsarch Limsa Lavdai, Vahainu Adalatmai, and therefore in this case, the Eved is actually going to have more Hana than the Adain, and that's why the Gemara says that's Kakaina Adin La'atmai. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Abadim, we learned to the Braisa that the Pasuk in Pasha Bahar states, but again, Eved Ivri that's going out free at Yoivo, Vyotzame Imach, they'll go out from you, who, one of Imai, he and his children together with him. And as Rashi says, that certainly we're talking about his children that are Yisraelim, because if there would be children that he had from a Shifcha, those children are actually Avodim, and therefore they will actually stay with the Odin, and they would not go out free at Yovel. As the Pasuk states in Madon, V'yitin lo'isha, v'yodle bonim, v'yvonos, ha'ishi v'yodeh, t'il adonel, v'yitze b'gapai. And the Gemara is bothered that what does the Torah mean when it says that his children will go out? L'chor, the children would never Avodim. So Rav Shimon says, if he was sold, his children weren't sold. So what does that mean? So therefore we see from here that the master is not only chayiv to take care and support the Eved Ivri, but the Odin is also chayiv to take care of and support the Eved Ivri's children. And therefore, when the Torah tells us, that at Yovel, the Eved Ivri will go out free, and his children will also at this point go out free, as he won't be supported any longer by the Odin. The Gemara continues, and similarly to this, we say in Bala Ishahu V'yotze Ishtayimai, that when the husband of a woman goes out, then his wife will go out with him. And of course, we're not talking about his wife who's a Shifcha Kanaz, because she certainly doesn't go out free, and it's talking about his wife who's the Israelis. And once again, Rav Shimon im Hunimka, if he was sold, Ishtayimim Kuras, his wife who's the Israelis was never sold, and therefore, what does the Torah mean, V'yotze Ishtayimai? And the Gemara explained, Mikan Shirabi, Chayim Zayn Ishtayim. So therefore, once again, we see that his master is Chayim to support his wife along with Eved Ivri, and once the Eved Ivri goes out free, the other no longer has to support his wife, and therefore it's considered as if v'yotze ishtayimai. The Gemara explains v'tzricha, and we need both limudim. We need the limud to teach us that the rabbi is chayiv to support his child, and the rabbi is also chayiv to give support to his wife. The yeshmin and banim, because we're only to discuss his children, mishum loy b'nei mavim mechelenu, as his sons are not people that could go out and actually support themselves, since they're ktanim aval ishtin bas mechel mevati. But l'maisa, a woman who could go out and support herself, imatavatechel, maybe the master does not support her, and maybe even while the Eved Ivri is a slave, she would have to go and support herself. It's not the master's problem. Therefore, the Torah had to tell us that the master has a chiyuv and an obligation to support the wife of the Eved Ivri. And the Gemara continues, V'yashmin ishtoi, and if the Torah would tell us that the Odin has to support the wife of the Eved Ivri, the lav darko l'haduri, then it's not normal for her to go and ask for tzedakah and be machzal p'sachim, avu bonu d'akai l'haduri imoloi, but when the gay has sons, we have to derek for them to ask for tzedakah and to be machzal p'sachim, so maybe the master doesn't have a responsibility to support his sons. Therefore, tzrichah, that's why the Torah had to tell us that the Odin has a responsibility to support the Eved Ivri's sons as well as his wife while he's an Eved Ivri. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, and we continue on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara will discuss the two psukim that speaks about Ritzia, as it discusses Ritzia in Pash Mishpatim, and states, V'ratza Adonin V'sa'ozni B'matzei V'avodi Lo'idom, and it also speaks about Ritzia in Pash Mishra'i, as the Pasuk says, V'lokachtos Amatzei V'nasatu B'ozni V'adelas V'hoilucha Eved Olam. The Gemara begins, Ilu Nema Ozni B'adelas, if the Torah would have said Ozni B'adelas instead of Ba'ozni B'adelas, we would say that the Torah is teaching you that you take the Eved Ivri, you put it next to a door, and then you go and you drill a hole in the door, but you don't actually drill a hole in his ear. And as the Gemara states, Del is in Ozni Loi, that the hole would be in the door and not in his ear. And the Gemara asks, Va'ozni Loi, how would you think that you would not pierce his ear? But the Pasuk states in Pasha Mishpatim, V'ratza Adonai V'es Ozni B'matzeya, and therefore we see that his ear is pierced. Elo, the Gemara says, Ha'isi Omer, Yitzenel Ozni Mavroi, that we would have a Hamina, that when you're piercing the Ovid's ear, you don't have to be at the door itself. You could pierce his ear, and then you'll bring the Eved Ivri close to the door, and you will then make another hole in the door from the other side, but the piercing of his ear and the door does not have to be simultaneously. And as Rashi says, and the Gemara teaches us, Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk tells us, Ba'oznei uvadelas, ha'ketzad, doik v'hoilich, ad shemegia etzodelas, you take the Eved Ivri, you place him by the door, and you drill and you pierce a hole through his ear, and in order to make sure that it's completely pierced, you have to make sure that you pierce it straight through. The way that you know it's straight through is once the drill bit reaches the door. And the Gemara continues that the Torah tells us you have to do nirtza by a delas, shemeyanei bein akura, bein shein akura, so you may think that you could do so even if the door is not built in a home, and for example, there are no doorposts, and it's just lying on the floor. Therefore, the Torah tells us in Pasha Bahar, the Gisha El Adelas Oyelam Mezuzah. Therefore, we learn, Ma Mezuzah Me'umid, just like a doorpost has to be standing, as otherwise it would not be called a doorpost. Afdelas Nami Me'umid, also a door has to be that's standing, and it has to be actually acting as a door, and it can't be lying on the ground. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, Yehoyedoyosh, Shesemikrazeh, Kimin Choymer, Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, Wadashim, Psukim, Medigayan Nirtzah. He said such a good pshat, and it was like he placed this in a beautiful pouch, whereas Rashi states in Masechta Sota that it was like a gold button, or like a pearl, or like a great fragrance. And the point is, they said a nice pshat, as Manishtana is in the color of Yom Shabigov, why is it that the Torah requires that Nirtz is done with the ear, and not by any other Ivarim? Or Makash Baruch Hu, Makash Baruch Hu says to the Avidivri, Oizen Shishom Akoyle Hasinai, Beshosha Amati Kilibin Yisrael Avodim, Avodahim, Vloy Avodim Avodim, this ear that heard by Hasinai, that at this point you will always be my Avodim, and you'll never be Avodim to other Avodim, Vahaloch Zev, Kona Odin Latzma Yirza, and this person went and acquired Odin for himself, and not only did he acquire Odin when he was under pressure, but even at a later point, he said, Ahatis Adoni, Ves Ishti Ves Bonai, Le Itze Chavshi, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the ear that heard on Hasinai, that Avodahim, Vloy Avodim Avodim, has to be pierced in order to show that this is not a proper thing to do. And there's a famous maral who asked the Lachir, why don't we say that the feet that stood by Hasinai and didn't listen should be cut off, and why is it dafka b'negei ear? He explains that the only eve of a person that is only mekabel and is not something that actually gives something out is only the ear, as a person could hear, but the ears don't actually produce anything else. And that is the simon of an eved who only could hear something and doesn't actually have his own deus and doesn't actually have anything to give out. By not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're showing a pegimah in your oizen, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there's an inish that you have to have, and you have to pierce your ear. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon Rabbi Hoyderis is a mikuzer kamin choyma, manashtan and delos and mezuzah, mikol kelim shevayis, why is it that we use a door and a doorpost and not another kelim in this house? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated, delos and mezuzah, shor edim and mitzayim, b'shoshe pesachti al mashke, v'al shteya mezuzahis, and since the door and the mezuzah were the edim and mitzayim at the time that I jumped over Klai Yisrael, and I saved them from Makas Bechoris, and Vamati, and I said, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodihim, v'lo avodim l'avodim, v'yitzesim avdus l'chiris, I took them out from avdus l'chiris, v'holuch zeb, v'kona adu l'atmoy, yitzu b'fneim, therefore, you should become a nitzo in front of the delos and the mezuzah. And Ayin in the second tesis on the Omid, Manishtan Oizen, that he brings from a medrash, that the Lashon Matzea is a gematria of 400, and l'fisha Yisrael avodim abba me'yishonah, v'golam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that since Klai Yisrael avodim for 400 years, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, v'holuch zeb, v'kona adu l'atmoy, l'fikach nirtzu b'matzea, since the Matzea has the gematria of 400. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Ever Knani Nikna Bekesev Shtar V'Chazoko, Ever Knani is Nikna through Kesev, through Shtar, as well as Chazoko, V'Koinis Atzmei Bekesev Yidei Achirim, and he can either go out free based on someone being paid to him and using their own money, or V'Shtar Yidei Atzmei, or by the Odin giving him a Shtar, and even though an Ever doesn't have his own Yad, but we know Gita V'Yadir Boim Ke'echod, and the Mishnah states, Divrei Rameya, these are the words of Rameya, and Rashi explains that the reason why Rameya holds Bekesev Yidei Achirim, she that this person has to give it to the master in order that this person should go out free. However, the Ever Kanani cannot go and get money from someone else. And even if they say, I'm giving you a matana and I don't want your master to have this money, the Kasava in Kinil Evid, Belay Rabbi, as Rameya holds that the Evid never has a right to be coined anything, and whatever he is coined belongs to his master, and therefore it's impossible for an Ever Kanani to be paid himself and to be able to go out free using his own money. And the Mishnah continues, B'chamim b'chamim argan Rameya, b'kesef yidei atzmoy, that when the Eved wants to go out free by using kesef, he will do so with his own kesef, u'v'shtal yidei achirim, and when he wants to use the shtar shichra, that will be given to others, as the other will have to give it to someone else in order to acquire the shtar for the Eved, u'v'atshia kesef mishal achirim. However, when the Eved will go out with his own kesef, the only way that the Eved has his own kesef is only if someone else gives him that money, and they specifically make a t'nai that the Eved should not have any right to this money. And as Rashi says, the Eved in leklum, the matzah metziah, ikibu matana, kol rabbi, as if the Eved would find a metziah, or if he's mekabel matana, everything goes to his master. V'mbal luftes al yidei atzmai, tzarech lias mishal achirim, v'yitnu aloi al menashe in rabbi rishisbai, and they should give it to him and make it in condition that his master should not have any right to that money. And before we continue with the Gemara, let's just point out that even though our Mishnah speaks about Eved Knani, however Rashi states, v'chol oivik chavim, any oivik chavim, or as some agrees, v'chol umais, k'knanim are considered like an Eved Knani, Mishnun Kol Eved, once a soul of an Eved, El Shekol Avodim, Nikron Hashem Knan, Mishnun Chsebe, Eved Avodim. And the Gemara begins, Menolan, how do we know that although an Eved Ivri is only Nikta Bekesav Ishtar, that Eved Knani could be Nikta Bekesav Ishtar Uvichazoko, the Chsev, as the Pasuk says, Vizchatum Isil Nechem Achikam, then Benegayan Eved Knani, that they will be given over as Yerusha to your children, Luresh Achuza, as an Achuza, and therefore, Kesha Kosel Ste Achuza, we see the Torah makes a hekesh between Eved Knani and a Ste Achuza, Ma Ste Achuza, just like a soda could be nixed through Kesav and Shtar Chazaka, therefore Eved Knani could also be nikna to kesef shtar and chazaka. And the Gemara therefore asked that if you're telling me if a knani is hookish l'kakoyis, so imas de'achuza chizeres l'baylim b'yavol, so l'chayr we should say that just like b'negei de'achuza, we know that if someone sells the de'achuza, it goes back to them at yavol. Ab ever knani chizel b'baylim b'yavol. Therefore, if an ever knani is sold by its owner to someone else, the din should be like a de'achuza and should go back to the original b'baylim. And the same therefore should be true by a goy who sold himself as an ever knani, that when yavol comes, he should go out free and he should go back to his own rishos. And our mishnah only stated v'koynis atzmei b'kesef v'shtar, and we didn't mention that he goes out at yovel. And of course, the ever knani doesn't go out at yovel. And there's even an issa for Yisrael to let an ever knani out l'chiris. And the Gemara states, Tamalim aloylem ben tavaydu. Therefore, the Torah tells us in Pasha Behar that it will work forever in order to teach us that ever knani does not go out at yovel, and he actually remains a slave forever. And I in the third Taisis on the Amid where Taisis states, why don't we say that loylem means until yovel? As we know that that is what the Torah means. But again, the imkain lishtekromine v'neil v'steyachuza has been again ever knani. Since we could have learned from steyachuza, they will go out b'yovel. Therefore, the Torah didn't have to say anything. And by the fact that Torah states loylem b'tavaydu, it must mean that he has to work forever and he doesn't go out at yovel. And the Gemara continues. Tanu, we learned to brisa ap bechalipin that ever knani could be nikta bechalipin. And the Gemara states v'tani done. Why didn't our Tana mention that ever knani could be nikta bechalipin? And the Gemara explains milsa leisim b'taltik tani milsa leisim b'taltik tani. Our Mishnah was only teaching us dinim that are chiddush b'negayin ever knani, and therefore the Mishnah specifically wanted to teach us only those kinyonim that are only shayach by karka and not by metaltin, and that's why it discusses kesef shtar and chazaka. However, since the kinyon chalipin could even work by metaltin, therefore our Mishnah did not mention that, as that is not a chiddush. And the Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel ever knani nikta b'mashicha, ever knani could be acquired through mashicha. And Shmuel explains ketzad, how you kinyon an ever knani to mashicha. So talk for if the Adon pulls the eved forcefully, and the eved goes to him, then he is koinim. If the Adon calls the eved knani to him, and the eved knani listens to him, and he walks towards him, that would not be a valid kinyan. Once again, the Gemara is bothered that if lefi Shmuel eved knani is nikta b'mashicha, then why didn't our Tana mention it in our Mishnah? And the Gemara explains bishlam l'tani dan milsa the isa b'mtaltik l'tani the leisa b'mtaltik tani. As we mentioned before, our Tana is only bringing those chidushim that are not kinyanim by metaltin, and are only kinyanim by kaka. And since a kinyan mashicha works by metaltin as well, therefore our Tana wouldn't mention it. However, the Gemara is bothered. Oh, the Tana bra nisti mashicha l'chera, according to the Tana the Braisa that did learn the din of chalipin, even though it's isa b'mtaltin, so l'chera should have also brought mashicha, which is also isa b'mtaltin. And the Gemara answers kitani milsa isa b'mkaka b'mtaltin mashicha b'mtaltin isa b'mkaka lesa like tani. And the only reason the Tana the Braisa mentioned chalipin is because chalipin is a kinyan that works by metaltin, but it also works by kaka, and therefore we said that it works by an ever knani. However, since mashicha only works by metaltin, therefore the Tana the Braisa did not feel that's a chiddush that would work by an ever knani. And the Gemara continues and discusses the member of Shmuel Ketzad. Shmuel said that how is it that an ever knani would be nikta b'mashicha? Shmuel explained takva ba'etzloi konoi karu ba'etzloi leikonoi. If the Adon pulls the ever towards him b'chazaka, then the Adon would be koina. However, if the Adon calls the ever knani towards him, and the ever knani therefore walks towards the Adon would not be koina. And the Gemara continues and asks on Shmuel the karu loi, that how can you say that when you're doing mashicha and you karu ba'etzloi that you're not going to be koina through a kinyan mashicha? But v'tanya that we learn in Braisa ketzav b'mesira that we know a behemoth is niktas b'mesira as well as b'mashicha. And the Gemara asks, how is it that a behemoth is niktas b'mesira? The Braisa gives various examples where achsa b'tolfa, if the buyer goes and holds onto the hoof of the animal or b'sayra or onto its mane or the hair of the animal or b'ukav shalel or on the saddle of the animal or b'shal shalel or on the package that's on the animal and not on the animal itself or p'um b'yashavipia or on the bit that's in the mouth or b'zuk shabatzavara or if the buyer even holds onto the bell that's hanging on the animal's neck as not actually on the animal itself. In all cases, konon, the buyer would be koina, and this part of the brisa is not relevant to our Gemara. However, the brisa continues, ketzav b'mashicha, how is it that someone will be able to be koina behema through mashicha? Kirla viba, you could call the animal and it'll go towards you, or you should kishu makav rutzel in front of, or you hit it with a stick and it runs in front of you. The Tanakhama holds, kimish akur yadvu regal kona, then once the animal moves its foreleg and its back leg, and even though it's only a mashicha kolshu, that would be a valid kinyan. However, the brisa continues, Rabbi Asi, and some say it was Rabbi Acha who states that it's not enough that he moved his foreleg and his back leg, that the only way that you could be koin an animal with mashicha, only if all four legs of the animal move and the entire body of the animal move. removed. And Lemaisa, even though it's a machlekes as to the sheer mishicha, but all agree that if you call an animal and the animal now walks because of you, that would be a valid mishicha. And Lechari, why does Shmuel say that if the Adam calls the Eved and the Eved now walks, that is not considered a valid mishicha? And the Gemara answers, Amri, behima daitin mara azla. And certainly we understand that the concept of mishicha and why it's considered a kinyan is because it shows bailus and it shows that the animal is doing something based on his voice, and therefore benegia behima doesn't have its own das. So when the owner calls it, the behima walks, therefore it's considered a valid kinyan and it shows bailus. However, Eved adaitin afshekazel, even when an Adin tells an Eved to walk, the Eved is not walking based on the Adin, he's walking adaitin afshay, as Rashi says, midas atzmai, and since it doesn't show bailus, therefore it's not a valid kinyan. And the Gemara states, Amar Rav Ashi, Eved katan gebehima dami, if you have an Eved katan, then it would have a din of behima, and since it's ein boy das, if the master would actually call it Eved katan, and the Eved katan would now walk, it would be a valid kinyan. And as Rashi states, Vim kar l'shem kniya, uba etzloi kanoi, and we will stop over here.